genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation or ask a question, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is the battle for mindshare in the American mind. Each of my guests will explore how the American mindshare has been subverted by incomplete facts. My first guest tackles the biography of the brother of one of America's most notable figures, George Armstrong Custer. We'll discuss the intense rivalry between George and his younger brother, Tom, to determine who is the better brother. My second guest examines the strong relationship between sex and religion throughout the Greek, Roman, and Christian eras. We'll discuss his latest book, When Sex Was Religion. My third guest is president of Regent University in Virginia. We'll explore his perspective about how the media, and Hollywood in particular, portrays conservatives, and plus his thoughts on immigration as well. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Roy Bird, is an historian, a fiction writer, professor, and a longtime Custer researcher. Roy was born in Harrington, Kansas. He's a graduate of Kansas State University and Emporia State University. He's written or edited more than a dozen books and over 200 articles and short stories about Kansas and the American West. Roy is the adjunct faculty at Washburn University. He and his family live on a farm near Auburn, Kansas, and joining us from the State House in Topeka. Hi, Roy. How are you today?
Good morning, Bill. I'm very good and very pleased to be on your show. I thank you for asking me.
Well, thank you for being our guest, because I love to have thought leaders such as yourself. And you explore an interesting part of history, and I just love these little parts of history that we don't learn in school. So most of my listeners know who Lieutenant Colonel George Armstrong Custer was from history classes and so forth, the Battle of Little Bighorn and the fatal attack there against Sitting Bull, et cetera, et cetera. However, fewer know that George Custer had a younger brother by the name of Tom, that Tom was actually a decorated Civil War hero. He won the Congressional Medal of Honor not once, but twice. And he was very fiercely competitive with his brother. And that Tom was with George at the Battle of the Bighorn and both perished there as well. So why is it that so few people know Tom Custer compared to his older brother?
Bill, I'll tell you, The book that is currently available is called The Better Brother. It was originally published in 2002. This is a new issue, a new format, new title. The old title was In His Brother's Shadow, and that was my premise, was Tom Custer might have been a much better known character in the American West had he not been George Custer's younger brother. George tended to overshadow him. And I think given the life that both men led, Tom might very well have been a little bit more widely known had he been an individual separate from his brother. In fact, the two were so close that they were almost inseparable. And because George was, well, I've called him the rock star of the 19th century, he tended to draw the attention, and also Tom was not the well, maybe let's say not the most savory character in the American West.
Well, that's what made Tom interesting to me, Roy, and that's what made him a unique character unto himself. And I agree with you. Had he not been George Custer's brother, he might have been a little bit more interesting to historians. But talk to me about the personalities of the two brothers. I mean, what was Tom like? Because he was very interesting in and of himself. And what was George Armstrong Custer like?
When I began exploring Tom, I was actually just finishing college. I had specialized in the 19th century America and the American West. And you can't read much about the American West, especially the Indian Wars, without hearing something about Tom or George Custer. And in reading the George Custer biographies, the histories of the 7th Cavalry, things like that, I constantly found a reference to Tom. It might have been a paragraph. It might have been just a sentence. It might have been a footnote somewhere. But everything mentioned Tom. And I thought, well, maybe there's an article here, because, like you, I'm really interested in finding the untold stories. It seemed like Tom's story hadn't been adequately told. I started collecting something for an article. And before I knew it, I had about 15 files of different incidents and events in Tom's life. If you've got 15 of those, you don't have an article. You'd have a book. You have chapters in a book. And while I looked at the two, I saw that there were a lot of similarities. George was about 5 years older than Tom, but personality-wise, there were a lot of similarities. George went on to West Point. He graduated at the bottom of his class, right at the beginning of the Civil War. He went on to rise rapidly from a second lieutenant up to a major general of volunteers, and this was a brevet commission, but he was a major general in a few short years. Tom, on the other hand, wasn't quite old enough to enlist, and it was not till several years later that he finally joined the Union Army as a common soldier, and then rose up to the ranks to a non-com, a sergeant, if you will, before he was finally promoted to an officer's rank. And at that point, George brought him to Virginia to be on his staff. Now, the two brothers also, they were together from that point throughout the rest of their lives. There was another factor involved, and that was George got married during the Civil War to Elizabeth Bacon, and Libby, as she was known, became a third factor in this family group, if you will. And some folks have hinted that maybe there was some romantic involvement between Libby and Tom, which I really seriously doubt. In fact, they were probably much more close as almost like a brother and sister than any kind of romantic relationship. But Tom was a rowdy kind of young man. George had been up until he got married, and he seemed to have straightened his act out for the most part after the wedding. There were a couple incidents that Libby Flat told him at one point that she would never kiss anybody whose lips had touched drink, and he pretty much gave up drinking after that. Not true for Tom. So in a way, Tom was the rowdy alter ego of George. He was not restricted in any sense like that, and his life story kind of reflects that.
Well, it does, and that's what makes Tom the more interesting of the brothers. I'm talking to Roy Bird, author of the book, The Better Brother, Tom and George Custer and the Battle for the American West. I like Tom because he was a hedonist. He was a thrill seeker. He had sort of a boyish charm. And regardless of whether he was tagging along with his brother George, he always seemed to be in the middle of the action, didn't he, Roy?
He did. It may be because of his relationship with George, or perhaps the trust that George put in him. Regardless of his personal characteristics, Tom was a very resourceful and very strict military officer. He was highly effective, and he acted like a military man most of the time. In fact, there was one story I related where while he was in George's presence on duty, he was submissive to his ranking officer. As soon as he was off duty, the two of them broke into a wrestling match in the tent. He could change in that respect from being the lighthearted rascal to the very serious and effective military man. It's an interesting character trait, too. He was also very effective because George did trust him, and Tom seemed to receive duties that typically they were scattered throughout the regimental officers, but Tom seemed to be the officer of the day for the 7th Cavalry more often than most of the other officers.
Yeah, my guess is Roy Byrd, and that's what makes this whole relationship so interesting to me, Roy, is that there's this rivalry between Tom, the younger brother, and George, the older brother, that made the Custer family so interesting. So why was the rivalry so intense? And I guess a better question is, if it was so intense, why did the two brothers stay together? Why were they so inseparable?
I explored that sibling rivalry aspect, and that's true in most families. I have two sons myself and a daughter, and you see a sibling rivalry because the two are very, very similar, being family members, but they're different in the fact that they are individuals. The rivalry was, I think, typical of family rivalries. I don't think there was animosity there. I think there was just a typical brother-to-brother horseplay, if you will, back and forth. A lot of the rivalry took the form of practical jokes on one another. And it wasn't restricted to just George and Tom or George and Tom and Libby. They played practical jokes on the elder Custer, the Custer father. They did the same thing to the younger brothers, and Tom was not George's only brother. There were actually five boys in that part of the family. All of them died with George at the Little Bighorn, all of them near the same spot on the hill at the Little Bighorn. But it was kind of a rivalry where George, in one piece of correspondence, could refer to Tom's two medals of honor, and Tom was the first American to win not just one but two medals of honor, and that within a week's time, and that was before he was even 20 years old. But when Tom showed up in full dress uniform, George made a remark about him wearing his baubles, two medals of honor that he wore on his uniform. George had no medal of honor,
right?
In fact, no medal at all. On the flip side, the title of this new edition is the better brother, and at one point George also wrote that in his opinion Tom was the better brother and would have easily have been able to be the general and George in Tom's place. So I think there was a respect as well as a rivalry between the two.
Without a doubt. My guest is Roy Byrd, author of the book The Better Brother, talking about Tom and George Custer. So let's fast forward to the Indian Wars, move things out west with the Custer brothers. And in the early American West, it was pretty sparsely populated, so a lot of famous people crossed paths. Talk to me about Tom's relationship with Wild Bill Hickok.
Great story. Did it happen? I really question whether it did. And I said that in the book, but folks still, I could not write the book without including the story because it is too common. The way it goes, one New Year's Eve, Tom and Wild Bill had a shootout in Hays at the time that the 7th Cavalry was posted to Fort Hays, Kansas. An incident did happen. There was a shooting involving Wild Bill and several 7th Cavalry members. One of them was killed outright. Another one died of his wounds later. And Wild Bill left for a little bit more safe spots, if you will. Was Tom involved? There's no direct evidence. There were troopers from Tom's company who were involved in the shooting, but there's no evidence that Tom was there. some folks have said, well, but he put them up to it. Well, and that might be, but there's no evidence of that. And in fact, the evidence leans a little bit the other direction, because both George and Libby liked Wild Bill and were seen with him in frequent social settings. If there was a disagreement between Tom and Wild Bill, my speculation, and it's pure speculation, would be that it probably had more to do with drinking and gambling than it did with anything else.
All right.
Because both were drinkers and gamblers.
And that lays that rumor to rest. My guest is Roy Byrd. Roy, let's talk about another absolutely more seminal relationship, and that was the relationship between Tom Custer and the Indian Rain in the Face.
Rain in the Face, his real name was, his face is like a cloud. But he had been involved in an ambush in which one of the veterinarians for the 7th Cavalry was killed, and Rain in the Face wound up in a stockade. And during that time, there was apparently a threat made, Rain in the Face said, because of his treatment, that if he ever had the opportunity, he would cut out Tom Custer's heart. Now, later on, Rain in the Face denied that he had done that to Tom, but the fact remains that when Tom's body at the Little Bighorn was finally identified, and it took some identification, the only way he was identified when the remains of the 7th Cavalry troopers were buried was a tattoo on his wrist with his initials. Other than that, he was virtually unrecognizable, as opposed to George, who had only a few battle wounds. He had the bullet wounds, which killed him, and his eardrums had been pierced. Tom's heart had been cut out. He had been so disfigured that no one recognized him until they spotted the tattoo. Later on, Rain in the Face is with Buffalo Bill's Wild West show. He was asked by newspaper reporters in New York, did he murder Tom Custer? And he denied it frequently. He also recanted and said, yeah, I did it. Now, why would an American Indian admit to that? Maybe it was what he thought people wanted to hear. Maybe he was being prompted. And maybe his words were just taken out of context or contrived altogether. Mm-hmm. So the fact remains, Tom was mutilated horribly, as were most of the victims at the Little Bighorn. But did Rain in the Face do it? Well, there again, there's an obvious feud between the two, but there's no direct evidence.
And we may never know. My guest is Roy Byrd, author of the book, The Better Brother. We're talking about the relationship between Tom and George Custer and the battle for the American West. Roy, if people like what they hear, they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
I would send them to Amazon. It's available at Amazon.com. It's available at BarnesandNoble.com. My publisher, Turner Publishing, has its own website. You can order books from there, turnerpublishing.com, and certainly go to your local libraries and bookstores and ask for it.
Including our own Bank of Books here in Ventura, two locations to serve you, 7848 East Main Street and 2682 East Main Street. Roy, thank you so much for opening up the curtain on this most fascinating part of American history that we don't know very much about. We'll be talking to you down the road.
Bill, thanks very much for having me. I appreciate it. Have a great day in California.
And you do the same.